shop. Remember your parents used to tell you to put your shoes away nicely or you'll trip over them and bust your ass? God damn it, that's me at least 4 times guess I didn't listen. It's too late to change me now. Stuck in my ways. I never change. Never. I don't know why every, I don't know. This is even on weeknights, and but it's mostly over the weekends that every night it just seems like, because I live like close to the, I live close to the, I live close to like the courthouse and like the police station and all that shit like that. Extremely close to the point where every night, like almost every night, I hear it sounds like four wheelers just doing burnouts right past the police station. It has to be that. If I don't know what else it could be. They're just, I don't know. They can't be doing, they're just doing that. I guess they're just hitting the, they're just hitting the strip that the and yo, you never hear about them coming out, and it's loud. That's why I say something, because it gets kind of annoying. It's pretty cool after like the first one or two times I've been, but if you hear like damn near all night, like come on, like yo, don't y'all got some place y'all could just go ride Rough Riders? Don't y'all got some place y'all could go together and just like, just I don't know, go out to an open field and just run free like a, how are you guys doing? There's nothing better than, there's a no better feeling that knowing that that where you pay to stay at, that they actually care about, that the management and whatever the landlord actually cares about where you stay at, like the condition of the building. Because I go to work yesterday morning, leave out two glass doors for the building. It's fine. I come back, it's cracked. Like the left, I think it's the right one. You're going through the left one, and the right one is cracked. It's double doors. But yeah, and it looks ghetto. It looks like some fucking like some school tape with whatever comes in your Amazon packages to keep it safe while they're shipping it. That shit looked atrocious. I was like, dude, this is the fucking ghetto. I wake up, I get ready, go to work, I come downstairs, I'm waiting for my ride. The window's still broken. That was like at like, I don't know, maybe 10:30 in the morning. I get off, I come home. Brand new window in the goddamn motherfucking door. Yeah, they was on top of that shit. Like, that wasn't even a whole 24 hours. They had that shit fixed. That makes you feel good. Like, that makes you feel like that, like he's, that you're not being robbed out of, that you're not just taking pride in where you stay at, they're taking pride also in the whole building. Yeah, even I guess they were gonna change it anyway. I don't know, because they couldn't quite scrape off the name, because there was a business on like the bottom level, and they let them advertise the name of the business on the said door that was cracked. But now the business moved away out the building, and the name was still on there. So I guess they, and they couldn't get it off. Like they tried. Yeah, that type of shit makes you feel like you're getting bang for your buck. Nice. went to the I had an appointment this morning. I went to the doctor this morning, and everything's okay. Good, not great, but I'm okay. I mean, I'm good. I'm good. I mean, but what I noticed is since I quit smoking, is that, and yo, mind you, I can't judge anybody for what they do or what they don't do because I drink. I do. I mean, like, but yo, I noticed that Robert Wood Johnson is a huge hospital, and almost at every turn of every part outside the hospital, around the whole perimeter, all you see is people outside smoking. I went like a whole block and a half just smelling nothing but cigarette smoke. When you quit, cigarette smoke becomes very strong to you. It becomes very strong. Yeah, it becomes strong to the point where it can become annoying, and it can be strong to the point where it almost feels like you have to leave the room. Well, you definitely, where you might have to leave the room. Of course, you have to leave the room because nobody wants fucking secondhand smoke. That's the reason you quit anyway. To get away from that shit. I got some stories. Yes. Batting first. New York man charged with disability fraud after showing up jacked on pro bodybuilder. What? Yeah, New York, man. Hold up. Let's be adults. New York man charged with disability fraud after showing up jacked on pro bodybuilder wife's Instagram. What? A New York bodybuilder allegedly spent years collecting disability benefits by claiming he was in no shape to work, all while running a limousine business and pumping iron. The state's top prosecutor announced Thursday. Yo, I'm surprised. The only thing, I'm not surprised that he would try it. I'm surprised that they let it go on for so long, because for a while, if you claim some type of anything dealing with insurance and it's large, like, if they feel like it's shady, they will actually have people come out and watch you. You've never seen the commercials about the motherfucker who had a neck brace on in the daytime, and then you have him coming out the club at nighttime after he danced his ass off. There was actually a commercial for that. I'll see if I can find that. Like, yeah, and it was about insurance fraud. Yeah, they will send somebody out to check up on that shit. So I guess the insurance company got sloppy. Oh, whoever dropped the ball on that claim is gonna be like, yeah, they're gonna be in some serious hot water. Hot aqua. Oh shit, Attorney General Letitia James said investigators caught on to the ruse after seeing Anthony Rugasa's fit form on the Instagram account. It always comes back to social media, no matter what you do. Anything dealing with, you gotta take a video, or anything with social media, or anything where you just gotta take a picture, or you gotta take a video, you people are incriminating yourself. Goddamn ruffians. International Federation of Bodybuilding and Fitness Pro Loli Ragusa of his wife. Yeah, his wife. Yeah, she even tagged his business in some of the posts. Oh, try snitching. Yo, they didn't have it. Oh, God. They thought they had it too good. Disability benefits exist to those who need a safety net when their bodies cannot fulfill day-to-day obligations. While cheating the state out of thousands of dollars, the state, right? You know what the state means? The state means whoever lives in a state. So that means who's gonna pay it back? The fucking state, right? That's what the fuck, because I'm pretty sure he's not gonna, I don't know. Oh God, yo, like, yo, these motherfuckers dropped the ball. Like, yo, shouldn't there be something in like a clause like, yo, if you don't catch me, if you don't catch somebody within 3 months of insurance fraud, then y'all gotta give it up and stop using your resources on trying to catch. I don't like, yo, it's like, fam, you ain't catch me the first time, you ain't catch me, like, ah. I checked off all the fucking boxes. I checked off all the fucking boxes. Fraudulently collecting. If you can hear the motherfuckers in the background, they right past. They right past. I think got it. Fraudulently collecting these benefits was not only a shameful slap in the face to those who live with disabilities, but a vast waste of taxpayer dollars. That I do agree with. That I do agree with. But still, it's that New York City is the land of the scams. So y'all was supposed to be on that shit. Don't let it happen. Like prevention. Yeah, prevention is better than having an ounce of prevention. Beats a pound of cure. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Photos show the barrel-chested recluse of Huntington, New York. I have no idea where that is. Posing with his wife at in the gym at the beach and elsewhere. He was living it up on your dime, New York. Why don't you slash his face and push him? Why don't you slash his face and push him off the motherfucking subway platform? He was robbing you guys. In one November 2019 image, she describes him as her partner in crime. If she only knew, yo, I would have been like, yo, you gotta take that down. You gotta take that down. You gotta take that down, baby. Yeah, you're doing too much. Prosecutors said Ragusa initially filed for disability benefits in 2013 when he said he fell while working as an electrician. Was he even an electrician? Did you see, did he show any paperwork for this? And suffered severe injuries that made it difficult to put on shoes, walk for more than 15 minutes, or sit for even more than half an hour at a time. The whole time he was telling you this, he was going, leaving the office to go bench press like 600. He also said he suffered from severe pain that made working in any capacity impossible. He's a fucking limousine driver. He sat down all day, but he allegedly continued to own and operate the White Star Limousine Company based in New Hyde Park. I like this shit, man. I love this shit. Man, you forget to check one box off on your fucking taxes. Now all of a sudden you owe fucking money. Fuck, man. Yeah. He got him. He found a fucking loophole in the system and he got him. For that, I'll take a fucking shot. I hate that he took money from people that it's like he taking money from people that really need it. But goddamn, he did some Robin Hood shit. God damn it. Now y'all want to slander him. Don't slander him for doing it. Get whoever missed it in the first place. It's supposed to be so hard and so regulated to get disability. Yeah, who missed it in the first fucking place? Get him and get whoever else fucked it up. Then in 2017, he began a physical transformation into a bodybuilder, according to the AG's office, citing extensive video and photographic evidence. Who was the AG again? General Letitia James, like, big, like, yeah. In what capacity were you looking at the videos, Letitia, before you realized that that's a guy that was stealing from the country, that was stealing from the state? Yeah, you weren't looking at the video. You weren't doing the proper investigation. You were doing a whole nother type of looking. For his efforts, he now faces felony charges of grand larceny and offering a false instrument for filing. He was released on his own recognizance, with or without bail. At least he might do some time, but still, it's still a victimless crime. Maybe he'll do some time. They might throw something at him just to make an example, like, don't do this again. Throw the guy who missed the motherfucking, who missed that shit, throw him in the cell with him, and maybe he could cook for him or something. I don't know. Jeez. His collective disability. McDonald to sue for $10 billion for alleged bias against black-owned media. How can you be biased against black-owned media when the majority of your commercials got rap music and all types of black actors and all types of stuff? I don't see a Mig ba 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 ba. I'm loving it. Where do you think that came from? Like, yeah, like, stop it, man. Like, McDonald's Corp was sued, and I'm gonna hook off the jab. Well, hook off the jab. Y'all don't even remember when y'all was loving them McDonald's fries so much, they contained the same ingredients that was used to make Silly Putty. Like, y'all don't even remember that. And I'll post the article, after this show is over. I might do it during, depending on if I can. Might do it during. McDonald's Corp was sued on Thursday for at least $10 billion, that's pocket change, by two companies owned by media entrepreneur Byron Allen, who accused the fast food chain of racial discrimination for not advertising enough black-owned media outlets. But to be honest, y'all do use a lot of black, like rap and like black culture centric things in like properties in your advertising. So what are you really saying, Byron Allen? I'm just playing that. You might be right. I'm just playing devil's advocate, but they do use a lot of black people and a lot of black, writing, music, and performances, whatever you want to call it, in their commercials, for not advertising enough with black-owned media outlets. What? The complaint filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court said McDonald's violated federal and state civil laws through its racial animus and racial stereotyping and allocating ad dollars. Yo, you know how many black. I'm not saying that I disagree with him, but I haven't seen here, I haven't seen in this area, I haven't seen a white person on a McDonald's commercial in a very long time. Or even like a jingle. They're all the jingles. That's what they call the advertising things. They're jingles. Like, I haven't, no, they've all, it's all been black people. Like, I can, oh God. What more do you want, man? According to, well, I really don't know about what's fair and what's not fair because it's a legal thing. I know nothing about the law. According to the complaint, Chicago-based McDonald's has refused to advertise with Allen's Entertainment Studios Networks, which owns several lifestyle channels, or his Weather Group, which owns the Weather Channel. The complaint said blacks comprise about 40% of McDonald's customers, which that number should be way lower. But yeah, that is too high. But the company devoted less than 5 million of its 1.6 billion US ad budget in 2019 to black-owned media. He found this. This was a find. This wasn't something that was blatant. Like, yo, whoever his accountant or whoever was in charge of looking this shit up, they found this shit. That was a hell of a job. McDonald's, like much of corporate America these days, publicly touts its commitment to diversity. Hear this shit? You see what I gotta go through? You see what I gotta go through? It's like fucking Hell's Angels down this motherfucker. I'm glad the MVPD is allowing to let Mad Max. They're fucking filming another Mad Max movie right down here in front of your precinct. You won't even stick your head out the goddamn door to see what the hell all the noise is about. God damn it. Where was I? Much like, you know what it is too, because I got the window half open. I got no, the window wasn't even, the window was like less than half open. Like, cuz when I record, it gets hot. If I run the AC, it's too loud. If I put on a fan, it's too, if I put on a fan, it's too loud. Like, I can't, right? Oh, makes me mad. Where was I? Allen sued on the same day McDonald's said it would boost its national ad spending with black-owned media to 5% from 2% by 2024, and also spend more on Hispanic Asian. How are we going to spread it around, baby? And the LGBTQ-owned platforms. We have doubled down on our relationships with diverse-owned partners, McDonald's said in a statement. I really don't see, yo, I have not seen nobody. I'm done with this story, man. This motherfucker's killed it. He fucking killed it. And I'm not gonna pause this shit because I fucked up doing that shit last time. So we're gonna play on through like the soldiers that we are. Let me get a shot, bitch. No way. Yo, I've been watching just only black people on McDonald's commercials for years, and just hearing only like jingles that sound like they might only be able to be written by McDonald's for like years. So this seems like an easy way to grab some cash. It's just my opinion. But then again, it's my show. So my opinion is the only opinion that fucking matters. And you can't say a goddamn thing until after I say what the hell I done goddamn said. Damn, I love when I have to say that. Yes. I get mines off before you get yours. Go to court and just pull up 5 years worth of McDonald's commercials and just play them all, and they're all just black people eating hamburgers, eating fries. Yeah. Yeah, that shit is annoying. Like, it's not gonna, there's people out there, they just having fun. Because, and you know what? I can't say shit because when I get my mother, when I start getting in the mood to when I start getting in the mood to start popping firecrackers, yeah, I don't want to hear shit either. Yeah, I don't want to hear a goddamn thing. Yo, you remember I told y'all? Y'all don't remember I told y'all. But, yeah, y'all don't remember what I told y'all. But yo, I was busting fireworks off back in the back of the in the back of the building, and I got a periscope somewhere up that shit somewhere, and the people pulled up on me, a young girl and a young guy, was like, yo, you're not supposed to be doing that. I'm like, yo, do you live here? They was like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. Mind your fucking business. Here it is. Here it is. McDonald's French fries. Found to contain silly putty ingredient and petroleum chemical. Yeah, Grant Imahara, host of the eye-opening show MythBusters, was at it again. This time, he didn't set out to get involved with it. Whatever. Went directly to the fast food chain's processing plant in the potato-loving state, where he thankfully learned that the fries' first ingredient are indeed spuds. Oh, they fucking, however, the ingredients that follow are disturbing, to say the least, including on the list of 19 items are, please, I read very well, but please don't slay me for this, are dimethylpolysiloxane, a form of silicone found in silly putty, tertiary butyl hydroquinone, a petrol-based chemical, and hydrogenated soybean oil, which is a manufactured form of trans fat. That's how they was making their money. I love the McDonald's fries so motherfucking much. Yeah, I just had to put that out there. Now, you know what? I'm gonna try to share it, maybe? But it's acting wonky. Enough of the fucking rabbit hole. Let's get the hell out of here. Next story. Yeah, man. Yo, 10 billion, they have more than 10 billion. That's not even like right here. Yeah, that's a lot. And yo, we think 10 billion is a lot of money, but for a franchise like that that has like multiple stores in multiple cities all over the world. We're not just talking about like America. We're talking about there's a McDonald's. There's at least one McDonald's in every city all over the world. That is fucking, that's astronomical. It's fucking astronomical numbers we talking about. And they're all funneling up to like they all funnel, they branch, they funnel. Some people get money, some people get a lot of money. But it all comes up to just like a couple people when you get to the top that it turns into like fucking trillions. Think they kicking that shit back now? Nah, fuck that. Grandfathered in, baby. What's next? Oh shit, I was having fun. I was having fun. Fourteen-year-old girl gives birth, walks into restaurant, and leaves baby with stranger. this shows that there is a disconnect between between the parents. Like, scared to come home, scared to tell your parents you got a baby. Sex ed, sexual education. Maybe we're not teaching our kids like about protecting themselves during sex, contraceptives, different forms of, yeah, we're not teaching our, and a 14-year-old girl, what? Was 14, I didn't even know what. Girls, we was always fresh, but we wasn't like fucking fresh. God damn. That's what, yo, that's what's amazing. That's what's, oh my God. About this generation, we always had a couple hot in the ass ones. There's always going to be a couple hot in the ass ones, but not all of them. Jesus Christ. Like, and yo, and once again, I say I only joke to make light of this, to like ease the mood, because this is really messed up that a girl that like has like so much, maybe has a whole life ahead of her, that this happens. A 14-year-old girl who had just given birth walked into a New Jersey. Why I gotta be New Jersey, man? Why I'm always catching fucked up stories about New Jersey? Why we can't hear that Rutgers one or something? God damn, man. Like, a New Jersey restaurant and gave her newborn baby to a customer before leaving. Wow. Wow. It's, wow. How do you do that? The incident took place at around 4 p.m. on Wednesday at the El Patron restaurant in Glen Gardner. Where the fuck is that? With the full encounter raptured on its surveillance cameras, restaurant owner Frankie Aguiar told Penn Live that the teenager walked into El Patron looking a little bit desperate while holding a newborn baby in her arms. Oh, that's sad. That shit hurts me, man. Just reading this shit hurts me. It really does. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, this young girl could possibly feel like she couldn't go nowhere else, that she couldn't bring the baby home, that is just like, it's just discarded. Oh. Said that the 14-year-old then started asking customers and staff for help, prompting employees to call the local police department, who they thought could assist the girl. Before the police arrived at the restaurant, the teenage handed the baby, which still had its umbilical cord attached, to customer Elise and Chris Scott, who was eating in the restaurant, who probably threw the fuck up all over the place. With her boyfriend Walter Kokov was with her boyfriend, who was eating in the restaurant when it took place. I was eating shit. God damn, what the fuck is that? Police told ABC that she asked the 14-year-old girl if she could check the newborn's vitals. She said that the girl readily handed the baby over to me. She doesn't know what to do. She's confused. This is fucked up. She doesn't know what to do. Like, she's fucking confused. She's like, this is the type of education that we need. This is life fucking skills, man. We need to be teaching life skills in these fucking schools. This is what we need to know. Like, pie will only get you so far if you're just like, you don't need to know pie. First aid, CPR. This is what you need to know. This is the type of shit. What to do in the event if somebody is drowning? This is what you need to know. What to do if somebody has given birth or is ready to give birth in an emergency situation? This is what you need to know. Damn. Trigonometry? Fuck that shit, man. Yeah. Save somebody's life. Trigonometry won't save anybody's life. I promise you. I fucking promise you. As the teenager then left the restaurant. Traumatized. That's trauma. You just had a baby and you don't know what to do. You don't know if you can go home. You don't know what to do with like this life that you're holding in your hands. Scott, who was trained in CPR, shit. We should all get trained in CPR. I'm about to. I'm going to before this year is over. Said that she could tell that the baby was having trouble breathing and informed police who responded with oxygen and other medical gear. Save that baby's life because you didn't have to figure out what was wrong with the baby. You know what I mean? Because somebody already knew. Once I applied the oxygen mask to the baby, all of a sudden we heard the most beautiful cry and the baby started moving. Ah! She slightly opened up her eyes and said, "Girl." Then she closed her eyes. But the sweetest thing was when she got hungry and said she is trying to suckle on the oxygen mask. So we knew she was okay after that. Have a shot for the baby. Don't give a shot to the baby. I'll have a shot for the baby. I'm what is there left to say? We gotta teach these kids, man. Once we get to the point where we know these kids are gonna get to an age where they're gonna do whatever they wanna do anyway, and we can't watch them 24/7. That we have to teach them to make proper decisions, and we have to teach them like how to react in situations, and that like they can't be scared to like come to parents or come to somebody that they truly trust in these type of situations. It's a three-prong attack. Yeah. Oh, wow. That was a hell of a story. I don't read these shits ahead. Like, I don't know what I'm walking into. You like, I don't know. Maybe 7.5 to 8 times out of 10. Right along. Rolling, rolling. Rolling, rolling. What's next? Now, at the same time, at the same time as the 14-year-old girl walked in a diner and gave up the baby. This is what happens somewhere else. Like, there's always a flip side. Wyoming senator discloses impregnating 14-year-old at 18. Yeah. So, here's my take, is that all of these fucking politicians have some type of weird sex tick where they just have to sleep with where they have to either sleep with other men or they have to sleep with children. Or they have to sleep with other women. I don't know what it is. Like, I really don't know. But it seems that if you dig deep enough, that all of these senators, governors, politicians, presidents, they all have something dealing with some type of sex act that would have costed them their position if it would have came out right away otherwise. God damn, yo. This is why that Epstein shit, when they say that, I don't know if they said like Clinton or whatever politician they said was flying on that plane to that island with Epstein, I fucking believe it 110%, because all these motherfuckers are into weirdos. I said motherfuckers. Damn. Because this type is into weird, man. They're just into weird. And before I rip him, say he was only 18. So he was only 18, that means he was probably doing that shit since he was 16. And now, how old are you now? That means you've been doing it since you confessed up to it. And the only reason you confessed to it is that somebody forced you to come clean before they out you. How about that? You're not saving yourself by telling you that it's old shit. You're just letting people know that this is the type of shit that you were into the whole time. You've been into this type of weird shit the whole time, messing with young girls. Yeah. And as you grew older, 14 stayed your number. You fucking, yeah. 14. That was your magic number, you piece of fucking shit. Wyoming State Senator Anthony Bouchard said that shit loud. A Republican trying to unseat U.S. Rep. Liz Cheney last year disclosed that he impregnated a 14. Somebody put the pressure on him to come out about that shit. That is the best part about politics. That is the only fucking beautiful thing about politics, that you can put the pressure on somebody to out them about the disgusting things they do. Impregnated a 14-year-old girl when he was 18, describing the relationship as like the Romeo and Juliet story. That shit is fucking disgusting. Romeo and Juliet. Was he? She was the young piece of ass that you could only go for because the ladies your age knew you were fucking disgusting. You only needed somebody that would listen to you. So you slid down the motherfucker. You're 14. Yeah, you turned the dial back a little bit. It's not funny. I'm so sorry. Because, and I feel bad for the young lady that this would happen, but this is not about her. Not in no way. In no way I'm not knocking her. This is about him. The child monger. The child monger. Motherfucker was watching Angelica on Rugrats, like licking his lips, like, yeah, a couple more years. Couple more years. Jesus. When he was 18, describing was like Romeo and Juliet. Like, really? Really? That was another country. The story was a work of fiction. And that would have been set like at least, I don't know. The spitball 600 years ago. Everything you're using to try to justify the shit in this statement is, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't apply anymore. Yeah. Story. And said it was coming to light because of dirty politics. Dirty politics. Oh God, what do you mean, dirty politics? You're a dirty man. You're a dirty man. Like, yo, who the fuck, Senator Anthony Bouchard? Bouchard? Like, yeah, fuck, man. Like, dirty politics means telling on pedophiles. That's what it means. That's what dirty politics is. And it's like, yo, y'all snitching, man. Like, yeah, I guess it is. If we're on the streets and all the politicians are doing the same thing that you're doing, and one politician tells on you to get himself out of trouble, I guess that's dirty. Because y'all all doing the same shit. I swear to God, yo, it seems like that. Another one comes out every week. If you dig deep enough, you will find out that every one of these people that did something strange. So, bottom line, it's a story when I was young, two teenagers, girl gets pregnant, he said in a video. He said it like it's no big deal. You heard those stories before. She was a little younger than me, a little younger, 4 years. So it's like the Romeo and Juliet story. No, it's not. It's like the get off me charge story. It's like the get off charge story, man. Like, yo, what's the fucking age of consent in Wyoming? Let's do that, huh? Which is, I swear, I hate getting into this because it's just ridiculous to me. The age of consent should really be like somewhere between 18 and like 19, 18. It really should be. But if you've seen the age of consent of, if you've seen the age of consent in most of these countries, it would be ridiculous. The age of marriage in some of these states I'm in would be ridiculous in Wyoming. The age of consent in Wyoming is 17, so that makes you a rapist. Washington is 16. What's the youngest one? Eighteen, protection of minors, like always. 16. These 16-year-old ones are ridiculous. Like, yeah, it's 16 in most states. 18 in Pennsylvania, 18 in Oregon, they got it right. 18 or 18 in North Dakota. These states that's younger, what is this? California, the age of consent is 18. I guess that's the porn state, so they like they don't want to catch no fucking heat. You know what I mean? Like, but like all these other motherfucking towns, these other Bama ass and Midwest and all this shit, Oklahoma is 16 and 16 and North Carolina, like all that shit is like, I guess they're giving up. They're like, yo, she's gonna do it anyway. There's no stopping her once she get those. Once she, oh my God. It's not funny, but it's just Bouchard married the girl when he was when she was 15. Oh my God. Bouchard married the girl when she was 15 and he was 19. Was that okay? When was this? When was this? And he was 19. When both were living in Florida, they divorced 3 years later. He told him, yeah, how the fuck you go be 15? You 18, you going through a divorce you've been in for 3 years already as a woman. How the fuck you carry that baggage? Like Bouchard's ex-wife killed herself when she was 20. He said online, yeah, you fucked her mind up. Like, She's not at that age. She's not mentally prepared. I can't say she isn't, but we know she's not mentally prepared to take on a husband with children and keeping up a household. At the age 14, she barely had a chance to live her fucking house, her childhood. Like, name being with her name being buried at a Jacksonville, Florida cemetery. Like, damn, bro. The newspaper chose not to identify the woman. Yeah, Jesus. What was it? Was it simpler times then? When was this? How old is he? I'm not going down that rabbit hole, this shit is live. I'm not fucking doing that. God damn Oh. Delete that. Yeah, get that shit off my page. Body of missing Arkansas mother, 42, found wrapped in sheet beneath ex-boyfriend's bed. Why are you? What are you doing? Like, what the fuck happened? That, what is it? I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is that these people just like. How do you feel like you gotta kill your wife? Why don't you just fucking leave? You're gonna put her into the. So what do you do during the daytime? You wrap her in a sheet, you make your bed, you put her under the bed, and then at nighttime you put her in the bed and sleep next to her like y'all still together? That's fucking sick. You roll over, you want a spoon with her? What the fuck did he do? Let's find out. Police in Arkansas are searching for the ex-boyfriend of Robin Alman after finding the missing woman's body under a mattress in his home. Jesus Christ. Not a bad-looking woman. Oh, for four. Oh, yeah, for 42, she looked damn good. Shit. According to WMC Action News, 44-year-old Maurice Winda is wanted for questioning. We know you did it. We just want to get you in. Come on, man. It's just the death of Alman, a 42-year-old mother. We want you for questioning. That's like when I'm watching Cops and fucking, and they bring him out the car and they be like, yo, we're just going to detain you, not under arrest. And they put the cops on, and they put the cuffs on him. Know what I mean? And I'm already looking at the TV like, oh, cuffs ain't coming off, bro. Like, yeah, we're just going to detain you. You're not under arrest. We just want to detain you until you figure out what happened. And once they put them cuffs on, I'll be like, yo, them cuffs are not coming off. You're done. That's the end of it. All right. St. Francis County Sheriff Bobby May tells Fox 13 that a Hughes police officer performed a welfare check inside Wendell's home on Monday. While Wendell was present, the officer did not call for backup despite the odor of a decomposing body. Oh. Hours later, St. Francis County deputies arrived on the scene. Why hours? Like, this should have been like, yo, as soon as you smelt that body, like, this should have been minutes. What the fuck were y'all doing? And where the hell was this? Where the hell was this? I'm pretty sure y'all in a town where this is the only thing that fucking that y'all got going on. That officer did not call for backup. Yeah, that officer should be in. Yeah, he needs a reprimand. He really needs a reprimand. That officer did not call for backup despite the odor of a decomposing body. Hours later, you just let a murderer get away, bro. Yeah, you just let a murderer get away. That's more. That's going to cost you more than 10 push-ups. Average slave, that's going to cost you a little bit more than desk duty. St. Francis County deputies arrived on the scene. They found Alamund's decomposing body. She had been wrapped in a bed sheet and concealed beneath a mattress. Oh my God. What, was he sleeping on the fucking mattress? How can you sleep on a mattress like that if you're not mypillow.com? Why then, Window is nowhere to be found. He has been named a person of interest in Alamund's death. He did that shit, he did that shit. Oh man, yo, like that's fucked up, man. He blacked her eye, Nancy Almar. Her eye was black. She ended up going to the hospital. She had a fractured eye socket. He was beating on her. Damn, like, yo, why would you? Oh, and it's not just it's not, and I always say this, it's not just men. If he makes you, if she makes you so angry that you feel like that you might be pushed to do something of this nature, first of all, get help. But second of all, leave. Separate yourself from the situation. But women, if you feel that type of, because women, you're more in tune with these type of things than you know, or you than you might think you are. Like, yo, you get away. Just get away. Like, yo, get away from the situation. I mean, like, yo, take the kids. Yo, we're going to aunties, or we going to my sisters, or we going to my mother's. Now, I mean, we'll talk about this when you calm down a little bit. Or don't even address it. Sweeten that shit up. You know how to lie your goddamn women, for Christ's sakes. Yeah, we're going to take them to McDonald's. They're going to play in the bouncy house. Now they're going to play in the balls. And you take them and they never get. You don't bring them motherfuckers back until you handle shit with this motherfucker, man. You got to distance yourself from this shit. I said motherfucker. Yeah, I know. But that's what he is. So I'm justified. God, man. Like, yo, oh. Like, don't wait. Because that's a possessive type of thing. To not even want to get rid of the body, to want to still keep it there with you, to still have possession of it. Like, to still have possession over, even possession over, even in death, you still own her. That's wild. That's wild. To not even be paranoid enough, to not even care enough to want to to not even care enough to want to give her some type of burial. That's how much you respected that woman. Like, just to know that, just to let yourself know. Let your ego know that you own her in life and in death. That is very, very, that's, oh my God, that's sinister. That's very sinister. Put the body under the mattress. After the kids go to sleep, you put the body on top of the mattress. Rigor mortis and already set in, so the pussy is tight. Not funny. I swear it's not funny, yo. It's not funny. Yo, somebody going, yo, oh my God, please don't make me shut this shit down because I made. That is fucked up, man. Like, yo, like. Oh, God. Blessings to this woman's family. blessings to this woman's family. And like, yeah, my condolences. This was an asshole. This could have been like, and could have got the guy. I think they got the guy. Did they get him? I don't know if they got him, but if they have the death penalty, then he should be. This is one of those firing squad type of moments. Yes. Delete that. That's one of those firing squad type of dudes. Practice on him. Yep. Leave the body hung up there. That's his type of deal. The same way you kill somebody is the same way you go out. How about we do that? How about we do that? Yep, I for nine. 2 for 2. How about we go back for that? Yeah, wouldn't that be very interesting? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Okay. Oh, slow down. Very dangerous California felon robbed, pistol whipped, Lyft driver, and caught on camera attack cops. Come on, man. First off, why are you fucking with the Lyft driver, right? The Lyft driver gets you, like, know what I mean? The Lyft driver, 9 times out of 10, don't ask you no motherfucking question. Get in the car, go to where you gotta go, make sure you tip. Know what I mean? Like, yo, the Lyft driver is, oh, God. Like, yo, people sure know how to fuck up a good thing, don't they? What's gonna happen now? What's gonna happen now is for you to become a customer of Uber or Lyft, you have to submit a background check. A customer, for a customer, not just a driver, for a customer, because the health and safety of our customers, of our drivers, is paramount. The health and safety of our customers are paramount. So what we are going to do now, we're going to extend out a program where your ID will be linked to your credit card, your debit card, and we will do a background check to see if you are known for violent offenses. How can yo and yo You thought I was reading that, right? I was making that up. That sounds exactly like what can fucking, that's the possibility. These guys are just trying to make their money, man. They dropping off food, they dropping off people. You know what I mean? They saving people's lives because people are drunk. They don't want to get behind the wheel and they're calling a Lyft. They're calling an Uber. Like, yeah, like they're saving lives out here. They should really be like essential. They should really be essential because they're getting people to places and they're risking a lot getting by riding with fucking people like this. A disturbing dash cam video led to the arrest of a convicted felon who was accused of robbing and pistol whipping a Lyft driver in SoCal, in Evergreens, in Southern California. Last week, security authorities said Thursday. Oh, he got the gauges in and everything. Yeah, he's a fucking thug. Goddamn, put him away. Lock him up and throw away the goddamn key. The footage shows the violent robber sliding into the back seat of the victim's car and repeatedly striking him in the face with a gun before running away with more than $1,500 in cash. Well, what the hell was a 15? What the hell was he? Was a Lyft driver doing with $1,500 in cash? If he wasn't like he's running, he's running fucking pot. He's running. I don't know. I don't want to slander his name. I don't know. He's running drugs. It's SoCal. It's Southern California. There's plenty of drugs to be ran, especially if you're a Lyft driver. See, that's my stinking way of thinking. That's not what he was doing. I don't know. The 67-year-old driver, oh, he was definitely a drug dealer. Oh, yeah, he's been in for a long time. He's just looking for that last big brick to get away. Get the fuck out of here. No, nah, I'm sorry. Yeah, the 67-year-old driver, Pao Liao, sustained severe facial trauma, damn, during the attack, according to the LA County Sheriff's Office. Video of the May 10th assault in the Los Angeles suburb of South El Monte. South El Monte. I have no idea where that shit is. Went viral on social media and led to multiple anonymous tips to the sheriff's office. Investigators identified the suspect as 26-year-old Dondre Powell and arrested him on Monday on multiple charges. You're not much of a burglar if it's easy for you to get caught. That's all this speaks to me. Yo, you're not much of a thief if you're easy to get caught. Like, yo, if motherfuckers see your face and they automatically know who you are, that means like, yo, whatever you've been doing hasn't been working over the past few times. Yo, my fucking head hurt. I've been laughing at this shit so fucking hard, yo. Hey, oh my God. This individual is a very dangerous person. Sergeant Richard Lewis told reporters at a news conference, and yes, he is, because you could be riding with him and you don't know, he might do some bullshit. He has a long criminal history of violence, and he was only brought to justice mainly by that video, but with the help of the public. See, this shit does work, man. If you do a system right, it does work. It gets the people who's supposed to be off the streets, off the streets. It does happen when you do it. It works. Like, it does work. The attack happened at a gas station where Liao had washed his car and was awaiting for a passenger. The victim remained calm even as the increasingly agitated robber continued to assault him. Oh, fuck. Shout out to Liao, man. Fucking, like, I don't know. I don't know what to shout about for. I was just taking a beating. Oh man, that should be crazy. Like, yo, that Lyft Uber shit. Fuck it up for everybody. Make us have to fucking like have to do a fucking cavity check before we get in the fucking car and shit. Like, go fuck it up for everybody. We gotta do a TSA shirt search, like, you'll squat and cough. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. Like, y'all crazy. Think this is my last story. Been nice. It's been nice. I'll take a last swig for my last story. Fun times. Motherfuckers fix that window ASAP. Dominican politician detained before trial on cocaine trafficking charges in Miami. Why am I not surprised? Why am I not surprised? Dominicans and cocaine go hand in hand like pancakes and syrup. That's racist. To my Dominican buddies out there, I love you all, but this shit is fucking hilarious. Because, not because of Dominican because we are allowing this shit to come into the fucking country. Like, yeah, you let fucking you got 20 boats, you let 18 in, and then like the last two, you fucking like you catch them, and all of a sudden you got a big drug bust. You got a big fucking drug bust. You got something to tell the news. You got something to tell the president. You got something to tell everybody. We're fighting the war on drugs. And meanwhile, the shit, yeah, everything else goes out the back door. You burn the pot. You snort all the coke. We got two boatloads of coke. What are we gonna do with them? We gotta put them in evidence. No, we don't. You're the rookie. We snort all this shit. Yeah, or either that, or we sell it ourselves, or we plant it on other low-level drug dealers to get them locked up, so we keep the system fucking going. So what I'm trying to say basically is that cocaine is a fucking import. We're importing the fucking cocaine. We're importing the drugs, and we're using them to boost our fucking to supplement our economy. If not, it's more than a supplement. If I can find a word bigger than a supplement to supplement our economy, then please tell me that cocaine still doesn't supplement our economy. Off of fucking just sales, bringing that shit in. Oh my God, the stories that you've heard about the CIA using it to fund wars and the CIA using it to bring it. Like, oh, I can't get into that. Like, I mean, I can't even get into that right now. But it's out there. The information is out there. Like, look at it. Look at it. A Dominican politician arrested in Miami. This shit sounds so Scarface. Like, it just sounds like some Scarface shit. All we need is the fucking, like, the Honolulu, like, the flower shirts, polyester shit on cocaine trafficking charges. Will remain locked up before trial, the federal magistrate judge ruled Friday. Miguel Andres Gutierrez Diaz, now I believe he's a true fucking Spaniard. A true, not a Spaniard, but a true fucking Dominican or Latino or anybody, because if you don't have more than four names, then you're not really Spanish. A member of the Chamber of Deputies of the Dominican Republic agreed to be detained rather than fight a request by prosecutors to keep him behind bars. They said the 58-year-old is a flight risk. He's not going anywhere. And a danger to somebody, got to be the scapegoat. That's what's fucked up, is that at the end of a run, they got to start a new run. And a run might be like, I don't know. And I'm speculating that a run might be like 10 years, 15 years. You make your money, and then after shit gets ramped up, somebody has to go down. And then you're the guy that has to go down. They make you up. You're the big guy. You're the big guy. They put the makeup on you. You're a superstar. They put the makeup on you. It's like Hollywood. They put the fucking makeup on you. They put the wig on you. They put the dress on you. And you go out and you dance and you be the front man. You're the star. You're the star. And then afterwards, like, no, you're not shit. Gutierrez Diaz, the attorney. Yeah, thank you for only using two names. Yes, Dennis Urbano said his client would address an attention issue at a later date. I ain't got shit to say to y'all. You know what I was doing. Like, it was unclear why the Dominican congressman, who flew to Miami Monday to attend his son's graduation, did not want to seek a bond from the judge and proceed with the detention hearing. But he might have wanted to avoid generating any further publicity about his cocaine trafficking indictment, which, yeah, he knew the shit was coming down because the government is working with him. Like, yeah, he knew the shit was coming down already. which accuses him and three others of being members of an international drug ring that operated in the Dominican Republic, Colombia, and the United States from 2014 to 2017. Yeah, because yeah, I was working with the USA. And then yeah, now it's time for them to fuck you. You dance with the devil, now it's time to pay the price. The devil being we know who it is. On Friday, Magistrate Judge John J. O'Sullivan. Oh my God. That's worse than the fucking yo, Judge John J. O'Sullivan is that might be worse than Miguel Andres Gutierrez Diaz. Let's put them names up together and put them in a blender and see which name fights and comes the fuck back out at whole. It might be Miguel John Gutierrez J. Good Diaz. It'd be like fucking 15 names. Please don't have any children between or don't get married. That's what it is. Don't get married. The defendant's attorney, Urbano, told the judge that Gutierrez Diaz is a target of just about everybody in the Dominican press. Yeah. The indictment charges. Oh no, I'm not doing that. Oh no, Gutierrez Diaz, Miguel Emilio Gutierrez Diaz, damn, and brothers Ende de Jesus Nunez Mormal. Come on, man. Yeah, that's like fucking like that's like 20 names between three people. I'm done, bro. I'm done, man. I'm done, man. Cause I think my neighbors are Spanish, and they be listening to that shit. And this shit funny. This shit funny as hell. That shit funny. All the goddamn names, man. Yo, the chick from fucking Boardwalk Empire had like, yo, she had like. Yeah, oh my God. Look up the girl from Boardwalk Empire. The indictment was unsealed Tuesday, so Gutierrez Diaz had no idea he had been charged by the grand jury when he had met he had he knew. Yeah, because you're working with these people. You know when the indictment is coming down. According to Dominican news accounts, Gutierrez Diaz entered politics in 2018, the year after the alleged drug trafficking conspiracy ended. Campaign videos available on Facebook indicate that Gutierrez Diaz, as a member of the Dominican Republicans Modern Revolutionary Party, I don't know what that is, which is described as a liberal progressive party. The country's president, Luis Abinader is also a member. Yeah. Gutierrez Diaz was elected to the Chamber of Deputies, the lower house in the Dominican. Yeah, god damn, bro. You know, like, yo, AOC, baby. That's a hell of a, that's, yeah, that's all you gotta say. Yo, them motherfuckers got like, fucking like five names. And I love Dominicans. I grew up with Dominican people. I always, almost respect, like, yeah, but that shit funny. Y'all got a lot of fucking names. Yo, y'all be having mad names. Yo, hey. With that being said, I have to leave you. Y'all have like five names. Yo, we need five names. But that's the culture. I love you. That being said, I'm gonna wrap it up. Yo, if you fucks with the show. reach out. RY at Twitter. RYEZSHYNE. If you fuck me on Instagram, Taco Meat 05, TACOMEAT 05. Facebook, yo, fuck, hit me on Facebook, hit my wall, Messenger, whatever. My man, like Avery Johnson. I mean, yo, if you make podcasts yourself, let me know. I will subscribe because I listen to podcasts all day, not just mine. You wanna listen to me all day? That's some psychological shit. You know what I mean? That's some psycho shit. Just to listen to me all day. Now, man, like, nah, I like to listen to different stuff. And yo, I'll subscribe. Hit me. Reach out to me. Yeah. That being said, adios. Love you guys.